The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Monday edition. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I welcome our listeners in Columbus, Ohio on The Word, AM 880, WRFD, and 104.5 FM. But once again, we have the privilege also of welcoming our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. And for those of you listening in Florida, good news. Bill Bunkley will be back with you tomorrow afternoon. I hope he's had a wonderful, refreshing vacation. And the plan is for Bill to return to the airwaves of Faith Talk tomorrow afternoon. So you and I have been together for a little over a week, and it has been a distinct privilege and honor to host my program here in Ohio and also there in Tampa, Florida. Speaking of Florida, the first individual has been sentenced in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, and it just happens to be a Florida man. Paul Allard Hodgkins, and not just from Florida, but from Tampa. Paul Allard Hodgkins, 38 years old, from Tampa, Florida, pleaded guilty last month to one count of obstructing an official proceeding, and he has now been sentenced to 8 months in prison. The prosecutors wanted 18 months, but the judge has handed down 8 months. Main reason for that is that Mr. Hodgkins, 38 years old, admitted his guilt, expressed great sorrow for his actions. He was one of the few that actually made it to the Senate floor, spent a little bit of time. According to the court documents, he entered the Capitol building at, let me see, 2:50 p.m. on January 6th. Around 3 p.m., he entered the Senate chamber, walked among the desks, removed his eye goggles, and that was the most damning thing that it was discovered. When he left Tampa, headed for D.C., he was carrying rope, protective goggles, and latex gloves in a backpack, and prosecutors said that was clear that he had intent to breach the Capitol and possibly do violence. Again, the prosecutors wanted 18 months. He has been given 8 months. And by the way, it's interesting. The liberal left has screamed and yelled sedition, insurrection, treason. So far, no one has been charged with anything close to insurrection, treason, or anything like that. This gentleman from Tampa, Florida, was never accused of assaulting anyone or damaging property. Again, he pleaded guilty to obstructing an official proceeding. And he's got 8 months in prison. Here's my personal opinion, and you may disagree with me. And if so, give me a call and we'll talk about it. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I do believe strongly that all of those that breached the Capitol building, that went in illegally, particularly those that went to the floor of the House of Representatives and the floor of the Senate, I believe they should be punished. It was wrong. I think we need, and this sounds cruel, but I don't mean it that way, I think they need to be made an example of. What they did was wrong, dangerous, and should be condemned by everyone. Now, I know what many conservatives are going to say. Well, what about all the Antifa rioters? What about all of the Black Lives Matter rioters that have caused millions and millions of dollars of damage across the country, caused a lot of injuries and even deaths? Why haven't they been prosecuted? My response? Excellent question. That is an excellent question that the Justice Department, the Biden administration, is not going to answer. All right? But it is a good question. That does not, however, make it right. Remember, listen, folks, if you were raised in a good home, you learn so many powerful things as a child, such as two wrongs don't make a right. Now, I believe those Antifa rioters, the Black Lives Matter rioters, and so forth, should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law for the same reasons. It's dangerous, it's wrong, it's evil. They should be made an example. Sadly, with the condition of our judiciary and the current administration, that's probably not going to happen. That does not in any way, shape, or form justify what other people did on January 6th. And we should not condone it. We should not excuse it. And we should desire that justice be done. Now, is 8 months appropriate? I don't know. I would have been happy with a slap on the wrist and probation. At least there would be some kind of prosecution. Many will argue that 8 months is too much. Many will argue that 8 months is too little. I don't know. I'll leave that up to the legal experts. But I do believe those people should be prosecuted. And whatever other people do, hey, would that wash with your children? If your children came home and they were punished for something and they said, well, I did it because everybody else did. If you're a decent parent, obviously that would not fly. Look for many, 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 many more prosecutions. Well over 400 people have been arrested and charged. To my knowledge, this is the first person actually sentenced, and it just happens to be a young man from Tampa, Florida. All right, again, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262. 5483. I'm not sure when I'm going to get to it, but did you hear about one of the leaders of the PTA in Virginia wants people to die? You probably heard about it. Well, I have an update on that. And I've got so many updates, so much. So hang with me as long as you can today. We've got so much information to pass along today.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Ohio. Welcome to our listeners in Tampa, Florida as well. We were just talking about the first individual sentenced in the January 6th riot. A Tampa, Florida man. He has been sentenced to 8 months in prison. And I think Frederick in Columbus wants to discuss that. Frederick, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob.
Hello, Frederick.
Hello, Bob.
You're on the
Hello,
air.
Bob. Okay. I've got questions for you. I always have questions. Now, suppose these people that broke into the Capitol Hill on the 6th, if they were Al-Qaeda people, what would your comments be? If they were Muslims or Al-Qaeda?
Well, wait. You're not comparing apples to apples. If they were Al-Qaeda, it would be pretty clear that their intent was to do terrorist damage, to plant a bomb, to kill, to destroy, to overthrow the government. There's no indication that these people did something. They did something really stupid, but there's no indication that they had planned on bombing or killing or shooting or even trying to overthrow the government. They were there to protest.
I've been listening to you, but you are always liberal.
Yeah.
Liberal people.
Yeah.
Always liberal.
Yeah.
Antifa. If these were Al-Qaeda people, what would America do? If this were America or Muslims, what would America do?
I just, Frederick, I just answered that. I don't know what else to tell you. Evidently, you don't like my answer, but I don't know what else to tell you. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I do. Speaking of Tampa, we're going to go to Tampa and talk with Sarah in Tampa. Hi, Sarah. You're on Bobberty Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. I want to say to you, Mr. Bob, that I agree with you completely. He should have got more than 18 months. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. He actually got 8 months, but you think he should have gotten much more?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, but you related that the prosecutor wanted to have 18 months.
Yes, yes.
I'm saying he should have got more than that.
Okay.
I agree with you. I think that's didn't agree with the judge or something.
Well, I think 18 months for me would be over the top. They were demonstrating. It turned into a riot. They caused property damage. They caused enormous embarrassment to the United States of America.
I'm saying in the Capitol building, top of that?
Yeah.
All right. They should have got, I can't even relate how much they should have got.
All right.
They done damage, and I think we're getting enough damage to this country. I think they should have got I don't know, years, not months, years.
Okay. I don't know that I agree with that, but Sarah, you have every right to your opinion on that. And I think Americans feel very strongly about this. And I do agree that a strong message needs to be sent, that what they did was absolutely wrong. It was inappropriate. Whether their motives were good, whether they were, you know, fighting for a particular candidate, what they did was wrong and should never be tolerated again. Never. So anyway, Sarah, thanks. Always appreciate talking to you. You'll have Bill Bunkley back tomorrow.
Now.
All right.
Okay.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. People have very strong opinions about it. There are many conservatives who don't believe that they should be punished at all because most of the Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and other rioters that cause far more damage, far more physical harm. Now, in the liberal left-wing media, you'll hear that the riot on January 6th killed five people. That's not true. One person died. One person. And that was a Trump supporter. The female, I can't remember her name, I should, she was shot and killed by a Capitol Police officer. And whether there are going to be charges against that police officer, I don't know. I think that's still in the works. The police officer that died did not die because of the riot. We now know that. He died of natural causes. He had a stroke and succumbed to it. The others died from strokes, heart attacks, because they were there in the crowd. And when you have a crowd of 200,000-300,000 people, sadly, tragically, that's not that unusual. But the rioters, as wrong as their actions were, they did not cause the death of one individual. But you will see it reported. They caused five people to die. Nancy Pelosi has said that. These rioters caused the death of five people. That's not true. It's just not true. So hopefully we who are more conservative deal not with emotion and hysteria. We deal with facts. And the facts are they violated the law. And there's all kinds of conspiracies. The police were involved and so forth. And I'm not even going to get into that. Bottom line is what they did was wrong. And there should be consequences. It's that simple. And it doesn't make any difference whether other people in other places, other rioters, were prosecuted or not. That has nothing to do with it. They should face consequences. All right. When we come back, an update on a PTA leader in Virginia. Wait till you hear the audio of this. All right, we'll be back.